T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The Macy's 4th of July fireworks show had to adapt to the pandemic, but is still looking to dazzle viewers with the finale of its week of pop-up episodes this past week. All of those smaller shows will be edited together for the TV special tonight on NBC with performances by John Legend and Alicia Keys. Susan Tercero is the executive director of the show for Macy's and tells 1010 Wins this year they are saluting America's diversity, as well as the healthcare and essential workers who kept us safe in the pandemic.
We have a couple of unique points, some of them being working with John Legend, God Bless America, and the Young People's Chorus. They're actually doing that. And then there will be a salute to the Statue of Liberty, a show that we had just shot earlier in the week.
And if you want to see the finale in person, you'll want a view of the Empire State Building. Well, if there was a deadly fireworks accident in Jersey City early this morning, police there say a man was hurt in fireworks explosions at the Booker T. Washington housing complex at around 1 this morning. He was taken to a hospital but didn't make it. No word yet on his identity. If you're heading out to a beach on Long Island, we have a warning for you. Nassau County's Department of Health has issued an advisory against bathing at 9 beaches. Heavy rain and stormwater runoff caused elevated bacteria levels at beaches including the Theodore Roosevelt Beach in Oyster Bay, Laurel Hollow Beach in Laurel Hollow, Center Island Sound and Soundside Beach in Bayville, the Piping Rock Beach Club in Locust Valley, Creek Club in Laddingtown, and Philip Healy Beach and Biltmore Beach in Massapequa. The advisory is expected to be lifted by tomorrow morning. We have winners in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island, which looked very different this year as far as setup, but the actual eating part was just as intense, if not more so. Let's get details live from our correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
Well, we have two records set in the most unusual edition of the Nathan's 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest. Just minutes ago, now 13-time champion Joey Jaws Chestnut got down 75 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, beating his old record of 74. A most unusual edition of this competition because there was no live audience. A slimmed down list of competitors here. Just 6 men, 5 women. They were socially distanced and separated by plexiglass. They all had to take coronavirus tests, as did the officials here and people in the room. A very limited number of us in the news media invited to watch at this undisclosed location. So, history made in the era of coronavirus in the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest, because also Mickey Sudo set a record on the women's side. 48 and a half hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Reporting live, Steve Kastenbaum from the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest for 1010 Wins.
Wow, Wins News Time 105. 75 hot dogs and buns. That, wow, just, yeah. There is a flyover, a military flyover, salute to the great cities of the American Revolution with different military aircraft, including bombers and fighter jets. It starts out in Boston. It'll get to New York City around 5 o'clock this afternoon. The planes will come from the north and fly over the George Washington Bridge and head down the Hudson south to the Statue of Liberty and toward the Verrazano Bridge. The flyover will then continue across New Jersey to Philadelphia and then on to Baltimore. There, they'll be joined by more Department of Defense and Heritage aircraft and head to Washington, D.C. for a salute to America. Hoboken is dealing with a spike in COVID cases in the last couple of days. And the mayor says out-of-state travel is to blame.
The trend started 2 weeks ago, according to Dr. Raj Brombat with Riverside Medical, which has been running Hoboken's public testing facility.
After about a week of really almost zero positive new cases, all of a sudden we started seeing four here, five here, three here. When those individuals were asked about any potential exposures, every single one of them had come from either Florida, Arizona, or another hotspot state.
Thursday and Friday, 13 new cases, the highest two-day average since mid-May. 12 of them traveled to states on the quarantine list, most asymptomatic. Mayor Ravi Bala praising them for being proactive, but cautioning residents here and around the state.
Now is the exact time for us to double down to make sure that we take all due precautions to make sure this is eradicated, not just in Hoboken, but the entire state.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Hoboken.
If you want to go to the Revel Hotel in Long Island City, you're going to have to get a coronavirus test first, and not just any test. The boutique hotel is demanding you submit proof of insurance and pay $35, then take an on-site rapid test for COVID-19. If you don't, you can't eat there or visit the hotel's rooftop pool lounge. Management there says the goal is to create a safe environment. However, health officials say the rapid test, which can deliver results in as little as 5 minutes, may be unreliable. 14 people were injured, including two firefighters, in a fire this morning in the Bronx. It started around 3 o'clock in an apartment in a three-story building on West 167th Street in Highbridge. There were flames and heavy smoke coming from the two floors above a grocery store. Took firefighters nearly 3 hours to get it under control. 6 people were brought to a nearby hospital. No word on their conditions. The cause still under investigation. Some good news for small businesses. President Trump signed the Paycheck Protection Program extension this morning. The program provides forgivable loans to businesses to help keep employees on their payrolls through nationwide closures amid the coronavirus pandemic. More than 4.8 million small business owners have tapped more than $520 billion available through the program. Applications for the PPP will now be open through August 8th. And if you want to stay away from crowds, you can stay home and celebrate the 4th of July with the New York Historical Society. Alice Stevenson is the vice president and director of the Dimena Children's History Museum there. She spoke to 1010 Winds about the events they have.
We're partnering with the Jackie Robinson Museum, where we're going to be digging into Jackie Robinson's legacy of activism, obviously both as part of the sport of baseball, but also later in his life and his career. We're going to be thinking about families and how we represent ourselves, and we're going to be doing a sing-along exploring the hopes and wishes of Americans over the decades, where they've kind of put those hopes into words and into song.
And you can check them out at nyhistory.org. This 4th of July, Mayor de Blasio delivered some remarks at a virtual meeting of the Northeastern Conference of Seventh-day Adventist Camp Meeting. He spoke about the importance of the meaning of the holiday looking forward.
It is a day, in my view, as Americans, not to look back longingly and just celebrate something from the past, because we know that that something from the past had very noble elements and very contradictory elements. It's much more a day to remind ourselves of what can change and our power to do it.
He also talked about the importance of the Black Lives Matter movement as we celebrate America. More people are traveling by car over fears of coronavirus infection on planes. Correspondent Pete Muntean says people could be sitting in traffic this holiday weekend.
Fear of flying is one of the reasons AAA thinks road trips will drop only 3% this summer. Travel analytics firm INRIC says the distance that drivers are traveling has returned to pre-pandemic levels in many states, and holiday traffic could feel more like normal.
And gas prices have stayed low, making driving even more appealing for many. Another arrest in that Molotov cocktail attack on police in Brooklyn back on May 29th. A group of people threw a lit Molotov cocktail at an NYPD vehicle while it was parked in Crown Heights. Police say one of those involved was 29-year-old Timothy Ammerman of Saugerties, New York. He's facing disorder and conspiracy charges. If convicted, he could face 10 years in federal prison. 27-year-old Samantha Shader of Catskill, New York, was the first to be charged in the attack. Police say she was the one who actually lit the fuse and threw the incendiary device. Police in Jersey City are investigating a crash that left a pedestrian dead. This happened just before 4 this morning on Summit Avenue near Hopkins Avenue. 26-year-old Sean Charles was hit by a vehicle that was backing up. He was taken to Jersey City Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Police say the driver initially left the scene but returned. It's unclear if that driver will face charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.